Hi everybody, this is Jason Elliott.
And this is Paddy Maguire.
From the Hebden Bridge Blues Festival.
And you're listening to...
Dave Raven!
On the Raven and...
Blues!
Let the Demons Out, the title track of the album, which came out towards the end of last year from the Belgian band Gallia and the Mamas Boys, and a really fine album. We've been playing many tracks from it, and that's not new, and that really sums up how the show's going to be today. Normally, as you know, if you're a regular, on a Thursday, I sit down with all the new releases and go back over all the old tracks I've got and put a show together, mostly of new material, because some of it coming out of present. But yesterday, for reasons I daren't even go into, that didn't happen. And so today, Friday morning, I prepped the show and then started recording it. Now, prepping and doing it within the same hour or so is really different, because normally after I've had a day of thinking about it, I've changed my mind. But this is so recent, since I listened to that a few hours ago, I haven't changed my mind at all. So the whole show is a mix of things which came to me about 2 hours ago this morning, which I thought, ooh, you'd enjoy that. We'll be right back.
shocked. Now it's tore up from the floor up, just rich folks' apartment blocks. Some of my friends got locked up, most of the girls got knocked up. Seems Sailor Town didn't want us around. I said, knuckle down, buttercup. Everybody skate back. I said, what went down in Sailor Town? Sure ain't nobody's business. Seems some folks couldn't get arrested, and some couldn't even get a witness. We carried knives to the gunfight, getting high for bragging rights. Hold that thought and hold your ground. I said it's uptight, clean out of sight. Let's stagger our exits. I said don't look back and don't turn around. You better check, 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 check what's going down. They couldn't shake me, Sean off couldn't break me. Sailor Town.
One of the leading bluesmen in the UK, Ian Siegel, from his album came out about 2 months ago. It's a fabulous album, All the Rage, and there's a track called Sailor Town. On the album, it's just every track. The lyrics are just so good, it's worth going back and listening to them all over again. And Ian was our MC at the UK, Form UK Blues Awards in Worthing at the Pavilion last Saturday, and he was wonderful. I mean, he's a great guy anyway, as a sort of raconteur, musician, the whole thing. If you've seen him working live, you'll know what I mean. But also, as an MC, he's just wonderful. Had the crowd in the palm of his hand. Good stuff. It was a good weekend. There's been about 5,000 Facebook posts and about another 6,000 or 7,000 comments on those posts. So we're about, I think we're about 10,000 posts on the award ceremony. I won't mention any more to it at that. But it's laid me kind of low for the rest of the week, but it was good. Okay, let's go back a couple of years now to an album called God Don't Never Change, The Songs of Blind Willie Johnson, which came out, I guess, towards the latter end of 2016. And that was a really lovely album. So many different artists doing their versions, their renditions of Blind Willie Johnson. And somehow I missed this one, Luther Dickinson and the Rising Star Fife and Drum Band. And bye-bye, and I'm going to see the King.
Come on in my woman I love. I stole her from my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. Hey, you better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining out thoughts. Ooh, she is gone, and I know she won't be back. I took the last nickel out her nation sack. You better come on in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
Two great tracks, side by side, both very old blues numbers, and both covered quite recently. First of all, from the album God Don't Never Change, the songs of Blind Willie Johnson and Bye Bye and I'm Going to Meet the Lord, and that was by Luther Dickinson. And then secondly, Robert Johnson, of course, wrote Come On In My Kitchen, and that's Larkin Poe from their album from... when was it? This year, wasn't it? That's right, Peach, which took everybody by surprise. Good stuff indeed. Let's stay with the old classics and once again have somebody covering it. And here's somebody picked up an award on Saturday as the Lifetime Achievement Award. We had hoped, we were persuading, say we, the UK Blues Federation, of which I'm the treasurer, we were trying to persuade, if not Eric, at least somebody from the sort of the Eric Clapton management team or somewhere to come along and pick up the award, but it was not to be. But nevertheless, he won the Lifetime Achievement Award. We found out later he doesn't do awards at all, whether they're Emmys, Grammys, whatever. He just doesn't do them. But next year, if he wins anything, the management said they would come along, which is nice. Okay, Eric Clapton from the album from a couple of years ago, I Still Do, and Cypress Grove. Skip James. the album I Still Do and Cypress Grove, written by Skip James and performed there by, of course, Eric Clapton. Lifetime Achievement Award at the Form UK Blues Awards in Worthing last weekend. Okay, here's a guy. We've got a live session next week. In 2013, I think I did about 50 live sessions during the course of the year, and there really was too much. And so I cut back a bit in 14 and 15, and then only one or two really. And this year, I think I've done one. And so I'm going to have to try and get back into the swing of things. And Dan Burnett's coming down to do a sort of southern tour early next week. So he's going to come into the boat and bring his piano with him, or bring a keyboard with him at least. And talk about his work and his writing and everything. So looking forward to that. So Dan Burnett coming to the boat next week. You'll hear some of it next weekend. And here is a track from his last release, the Small World EP, which is called Reason for Living.
I've seen a lot of places. I've traveled around. I grew up in the country, and I moved from town to town. Felt no reason for living, and had nowhere that felt like home.
Felt like home.
I've lost people I've loved, said goodbye way too soon. And I let my inner demons make me whole like the moon. Lost my reason for living and had nowhere that felt like home.
Ooh, felt like home.
Yeah, I had my desperate times, felt there's nowhere I belong. And I didn't know the meaning of my life. But along came a boy who turned it all around. Save me from myself just in time. So wherever he is, I can leave my flag unfurled. He's my beacon of light in a cold, dark, empty world. He's my reason for living and to always come back home. About it, I'm the fortunate one, 'cause no one's loved another the way I love my son. He's my reason for living and to always come back home. In life they always say there's just no guarantee, but I know one thing for certain, he'll always be loved by me. He's my reason for living and to always come back home.
Ooh, come back home.
He's my reason.
Ooh, come back home.
And I'll always. And I'll always
come back home.
He's my reason for living, and I'll always come back home.
Isn't that lovely? Dan Burnett coming here next week for a live session on the Raven of the Blues. And that's going to get Katie going, or she's contacted me. I've got about 10 people saying, "Keys, can we come to the boat?" And I say, well, I'm not doing them anymore, really. But that's probably going to open up a bag of worms, isn't it, nevertheless? When I was putting the show together for today, earlier on this morning, I suddenly saw this and I thought, ah, one of my favourite ever tracks by Johnny Guitar Watson. Johnny Guitar Watson, if you're young enough, like in your 50s and 60s, he was part of the disco movement in the 1970s and early 80s. And he wore huge flared trousers, skin tight to the knee and then flared below. Tons and tons of gold jewellery, and was really a really good big disco name, so to speak. But he predates that by a long way, because way back in the 50s, he was a good age when he was doing his disco age. Back in the 50s, he was a jobbing guitarist and a good one too, played with Ike Turner. And this is one of his sort of 1950s hits, I would say. Not by him, though. J.R. Clarke and the All-Star Blues Mob performing from an album from 4 years ago, When It All Comes Around. For me, one of my favourite Johnny Guitar Watson tracks. 6 minutes of pure heaven. I want to ta-ta you, baby.
About the first time I saw you, baby, we fell in love so fast. Anyone can tell this kind of love is gonna last. Ta-ta you, baby, I thank you. I wanna ta-ta you, baby, I thank you. I wanna ta-ta you, baby, I wanna thank you for being mine, oh, mine. Remembering when I first saw you, baby, how I wished you were mine.
You know what I did?
I had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, will you please make mine, mine. Ta-ta you, baby, I wanna ta-ta you, baby, I thank you. I wanna ta-ta you, baby, I wanna thank you for being mine, oh, mine.
Thank you.
Ta-ta, you baby, I thank you. I wanna ta-ta you, baby, I thank you. I wanna ta-ta you, baby, I wanna thank you for being mine, ta-ta you.
Wonderful is that. I wanted to tar you, baby. J.R. Clark and the Old Style Blues Mob from the album from 4 years ago, When It All Comes Down. And don't look at me and say, what does to tar you, baby, mean? I'm sure you can look it up on Google, but it's probably not very polite. But it probably lots of fun, though, mind you, but not very polite. And so that's somebody playing tribute to Johnny Guitar Watson. And now let's have the man himself. From an album recorded, the songs really he recorded in the 50s, from early 50s right through to the late 50s. As I say, before he became the disco Johnny Guitar Watson. And here is a hit which he took through all of his different incarnations as a blues man, a disco guy, the whole lot. It's called Gangster of Love.
Jesse James and Frank James and Billy Kidd and all the rest. Supposed to be some bad cats now out in the West. If those cats could have dug me and my gangster ways, they would have hung up their guns, child, and made it to the grave. Cause I'm a gangster of love. Yeah, say I'm a gangster of love. Now, when I walk in a bar, girls from near and far say I'm a gangster of love. Jump on my white horse Cadillac, ride across the borderline. I rope 55 girls and kiss them all at the same time. Take 25 or 30 and put them all on a freight. There was $1 million reward for me in each and every state. The sheriff say, is your name Johnny Guitar Watson? In a very deep voice, I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. Cause I'm a gangster of love. Don't you know? Don't you know? Don't you know now? When I walk in a bar, girls from near and far say, I'm a gangster of love. Get up, Cadillac. Cadillac, ride across the borderline. I rope 55 girls, I kiss them all at the same time. The sheriff said, is your name Johnny Guitar Watson? In a very deep voice, I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse, cause I'm a gangster of love. Don't you know, don't you know, don't you know, a gangster of love. Yeah, when I walk in a bar, girls from near and far say he's a gangster of love.
Yeah, those are the days. A gangster of love. Johnny Guitar Watson from the middle 50s and the album which came out in about 2013 there, about 5 years ago, and the album called 52 to 58. Last weekend at the UK Blues Awards, it was a room full, 220-odd people, I think, altogether in the room. And the joy was, looking out over the crowd, it wasn't lots of people I didn't know. There were musicians, there were people in the business, lots of promoters, lots of club, venue promoters as well. I mean, I probably knew half the room. And there were so many people I wanted to go out and have a quick chat to, give a hug to, all kinds of stuff. And also people who I really wanted to meet. Terry Marshall of Marshall Amplifiers was there, and I wanted to get a few words with him if I could. But anyway, it wasn't to be. The whole thing for me was just frenetic. But so if you saw me last weekend and thought, I wonder why Dave's not talking to me, it was because Dave didn't have time to talk to you, really, and wishes so much that he had. Glenn Scott and Eric Bibb brought an album out 5 years ago called Jericho Road. Here is a track from it called She's Got Mine.
The whole world is rocking in a reel. Trouble everywhere. Family floods and rumors of war. Flying through the air, still building a new home. Come what may, a good woman by my side. I'm glad I can say, I got her love, she got mine. Got mine, stone by stone, big solid foundation, takes happy homes to make a happy nation. On the rock of ages, building strong and fine, put a light in the window and let it shine. I got her love, she got mine. She got mine. We got to raise these children, yeah, in the righteous way. Spare the rod and teach them love every day. Turn off the TV set, read out loud, cook dinner together, and make grandma proud. I got her love, she got mine. She got mine. Look into a new world. Come with me. A good woman by my side. Now I can say, I got her love. She got mine.
Lovely. Glenn Scott, Eric Bibb, lovely words. I've got her love, she's got mine, from the album Jericho Road. Okay, coming up more up to date, Victor Wainwright on the Train. His album came out towards the end of the last year in the States and this year here in the UK, and it's been amazingly popular. Here's another track from it, Wiltshire Grave.
Down by the old fruit stand, she had a little red. dress, laying in the one woman band. She had life in her hair, but not within her eyes. Shone from the moon over her, let the bell toll and strike the golden bow. The requiem should be sung. The requiem should be sung. I was the only one that saw Peggy run down by the wheelchair grave. You despised her, then you scrutinized her. You should all be ashamed. Peggy was a flip-flopper woman. She didn't know the enemy. She had the hair of Rapunzel's despair. They were overcome with jealousy. But had the fair and all the debonair. Each day to answer his tongue. Well, they lied and they lied, Lord, and blessed her when she died. Oh, Lord, she died so young. Oh, Lord, she died so young. I was the only one that saw Peggy run down by the wheelchair grave. You ostracized her, then scrutinized her. You should all be ashamed.
Much the US pronunciation, Wiltshire Grave. Victor Wainwright on the Train from the album from the early part of this year. Good stuff indeed. One of my favourite albums from this year, still after we get to almost the halfway point, Samantha Fish, Belle of the West and Blood on the Water.
Going on, I see the panic.
Isn't that great? Samantha Fish. Blood in the Water. I was reading an online debate. No, that makes it sound too grand. An online argument, that's more like it, between saying some people saying that Samantha Fish, she's not blues, she's just a rock chick who looks pretty and jumps up around on stage and plays not a bad guitar. Another saying, no, that's the future of the blues. So it continues around the world. And there were many discussions last Saturday in Worthing about the UK Blues Awards saying, hang on, that's not blues. And there weren't actually fights on the dance floor, but it got close. Okay, now another album which came out towards the end of last year, which I still go back to and love on a regular basis. The Mighty Mo Rogers from the USA and Baba Sissoko from Africa, from the Malian area of Africa. And the album called Griot Blues. And here they are with Moba. Rogers invited Baba Sissoko to come and play with him and mix the US and the African blues together in that album Griot Blues 2017 that came out, and Moba, the two of them together. When I went to Belize the last time, which was about 9 years ago, Belize has got a magical musical culture, a mixture of punta rock, which is so good to dance to and so sexy, and all kinds of other influences from the Mayans and things, and of course the Griffiners, who came across from the Caribbean, really from mostly the Jamaica area, and the Griffiner music is special to it, to the location. And one of the guys called Paul Nabor, I was privileged to go and actually meet him, and then I think the guy sort of said, if you give him some money, he might play. And so eventually it was agreed the band would be brought together and I would go and give them some money. And they played. It was real ramshackle. Paul Nabor must have been then in his middle 80s. Very hard-skinned in a way, lived a tough life. I mean, he'd never made any money out of making any music. Had one tooth in the middle of his mouth on the uppercase. But it's a magical session, and it's on my blues page somewhere. Talking of blues pages, we're into the last track on the show. Ravenblues.co.uk is the website, and dave@ravenblues.co.uk is the email address. Next week, I'll be better, I promise you. I've been saying that for the last 4 weeks, I know. But anyway, let's close with Beth Hart, not from her current album or the one before that, but let's go going back to 2012, the album Big Bang Boom Boom, which gave some clue of what was to come. Have a great 7 days. I will talk to you in 7 days. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Entertainment, sweaty set, real. runs on crap. My own dad could give a crap where his love is ahead of hers.